Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. A Plymouth County legislator expects the pace to pick up now that bills are working through their respective committees. State Representative Tom Jennery of Lamars, chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, says they're awaiting bills from other committees and the Senate.
Right now, as far as natural resources is concerned, we will wait till we get bills that have come over from the Senate. And then we'll have subcommittees and then vote on them in the full committee. And then if they pass out of that, then they would come to the floor for debate. So right now we're kind of on hold because we're starting to debate more things.
Much of the legislative effort so far has been spent on AEA reform. Jennery says this is one of the slowest paced legislative sessions in decades. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved final plans for a road project east of Lamars. The plan involves replacing and repaving the road surface of 0.3 mile of County Road K64, either side of the intersection of County Road C30 east of Lamars. The road will be closed during construction. Award of a construction contract will take place in mid-June. The supervisors also approved a permit for Frontier Communications to extend the service across sections 21 and 22 on Shamrock Avenue in Garfield Township. County Engineer Tom Roy also detailed plans for construction of a new salt shed and outlined the condition of the materials building on the property. Roy also described new road maintenance assignments in the county due to the retirements of two employees. Today, Representative Randy Feenstra of Hull will file for re-election at the Secretary of State's office at the state capitol. Feenstra is seeking a third term, representing Iowa's 4th Congressional District in the House of Representatives. Three of Iowa's Republicans who serve in the House have already filed their nomination papers for the June primary. On the first day, those lists of petition signatures are being accepted. The Senate Agriculture Committee will hold an oversight hearing today on the USDA. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is scheduled to testify. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says that he wants to question Vilsack about the Commodity Credit Corporation. Grassley, a Republican, says the agency is being used as a slush fund to pay for a lot of things of which Congress did not approve.
The original legislation setting up the Commodity Credit Corporation is loosely written. And I'm sorry to say that not only this Secretary of Agriculture has abused it, but the Trump Secretary of Agriculture abused it as well as President Trump even abusing it.
The CCC was created in the 1930s and is designed to stabilize, support, and protect farm income and prices. Grassley co-sponsored a bill last year saying the corporation was at risk of becoming a slush fund for politically driven pet projects. He says the USDA Spending Accountability Act would save some $8 billion over 10 years. The Iowa House gave final legislative approval to a bill that gets rid of the gender balance requirement for Iowa boards and commissions. Republicans, including Governor Reynolds, say the gender balance requirement often excludes the most qualified male or female candidates for state or local government boards or commissions. Reynolds says people with the most passion for the assignment should be picked rather than someone who'd fill a slot reserved for a man or a woman. All but one Democrat in the legislature voted against the move, saying the goal of gender parity has encouraged more women to get involved in public service, but gender balance on many boards and in the legislature has not been met. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.